Hello, everyone, and welcome to NetChat TV, Podcasting My Life. And today is Monday, July 20th. And let me tell you, it's screaming hot here in the Northeast. It's got a nice breeze outside now, but the humidity's up. The temperature's up. It's very uncomfortable if you have to work outside or be outside doing anything, even just sitting around. But I just wanted to come back and make this little video. It's not going to be a long one, but just to let you guys know, I didn't disappear. I took a little vacation, went up to Niagara Falls in Canada, and we had a great time. And the trip up there was fantastic. You know, you travel through all the farm areas and stuff, and Pennsylvania, a little bit in Pennsylvania, but mostly in New York State. And traffic was really, really good. We had a little detours going on in Syracuse. And when you got towards Niagara Falls, you had a little detours in the road. But other than that, I tell you, it was a very, very enjoyable trip. We left about 5:30 in the morning, I think. And we made it there in about 6.5 hours. And coming home, we left about 6:30, 6:45, and it took us about 7.5 hours. So, but we stopped 3 or 4 times, you know, had some breakfast on the way, you know, restroom stops, stuff like that. No rush, no crazy, you know, trying to get up there in a rush. It was very, very enjoyable. I was even thinking, I tell you, it would be nice to do that on the bike, on the motorcycle, but it's a long ride. You know, you'd have to stop, and so it's about 404 miles, somewhere in there, you know. But we had a great time up there. We stayed at the Embassy Suites, very, very good. I would highly recommend it. Beautiful view of the falls. We were on the 15th floor. You know, and the hotel gave you the free continental breakfast in the morning, and you had free cocktails every day. I guess 2 cocktails per person, per adult, and it was really good. That came with the room. Great room service. The whole thing was very, very good. A lot of things to do. You know, we took the I call it a ferry, but the little ferry ride, you know, to the Horseshoe Falls. You get all wet. You got to wear a poncho. I'm sure a lot of people have done this already, and, you know, but It was really, really nice, you know, a lot of fun. We also did the tour of under the falls, where you walk underneath and through the tunnels and come out by the falls. It's pretty cool. My daughter wanted to do the butterfly exhibit. We went there. Yeah, a lot of nice things. You know, we picked up the WeGo bus pass for the day and used that to run around. Real nice, just scan your card, in you go. It's good for 24 hours. I think it was like $8 for the pass or something for the day, 7 and change. But it was nice. I mean, they took American money, you know, U.S. currency they took, and not everybody would return U.S. currency. You know, you'd get Canadian currency in most of the places, but then you use it in the next place. But, you know, it was a very, very enjoyable stay. Headed on back, and like I say, it took us coming home a little longer, maybe 7.5 hours. And what I was really pleased with was that I only used, I got 22 miles to the gallon on my Jeep Wrangler, and I'm surprised. I thought I was going to get 19, 20 tops, but I got 22, and that was pretty shocking. Filled up 1, 2, 3 times. At $35 a pop. Well, it wasn't bad for gas. And that was it. Thank God there was no problems with the truck. I had no problems with the Jeep and mechanically or anything. And that was it. Had a great time. And came home and did some stuff around here and did some work here in the studio, cleaning up. And had a great time. So that's about it. I just wanted to touch base and let you guys know I didn't run away. I didn't go anywhere. I know I didn't do a video. I try to do one at least every week and or more for about 5-6 minutes. But do some reviews on a lot of products. But this is just to let you guys know I'm still here. So, but please, if you'd like, subscribe right here to my podcast. It'd be on YouTube. Also, you can get the audio-only version on iTunes under NetChat TV Podcasting My Life. And that's it. So be safe, and we'll catch you next time.